This is the CMN Network, MI3.
I don't know. Good morning, Ron. And on YOU.
Oh, good morning, Brian. What happened to Jim today? Sleeping?
Yeah, who knows? It's only Saturday, remember?
Oh, okay. That's the problem. I'm a day early.
Yeah, you are. That's all right. Yeah, I've been wondering the past few Sundays. When is you're going to jump out there?
Yeah, I forget. I'm looking at 9 o'clock, so I forget to turn on the 220. So, that's what's been happening. But I thought, well, I'll turn it on today. But I forget, I guess every day is a Sunday to me.
Right. And so how you been?
Good. I went to a Boxy Grill the other day, and I was kind of disappointed there in Mishawaka. It seemed like all the food there was... I like the grill in the back where they cook it for you, because it's nice and hot and steamy, and put whatever you want on it. But all the other food, it seemed like it wasn't up to... our temperature for some reason, and it just wasn't hot enough. Even the egg drop soup wasn't super hot. I was kind of disappointed. What the heck's going on there? I go for the grill basically in the back because everything is nice and steamy and hot. You put your beef on there and your Brussels sprouts or whatever you want to cook it up. But yeah, the other was disappointing. New China, hotter than that, you go to New China and it's nice and hot. And they have that grill on Sundays. That's the only day they got the grill where they cook it for you is on Sunday.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't, never care for Hibachi Grill there in Mishawaka. Never have. When I worked over there, my boss and I, we'd go over there. I'd rather go to Big Panda, but he's like, "Oh, this is closer." And, it was all right. I didn't care for it, but I ate it. But, it was just one of them I never really cared for. But that's all right. But other people do, though.
Well, I like their, if it was hotter, that's the only problem I had with it. The other stuff wasn't hot enough. I like the spinach. The big spinach with mozzarella on it, and that was just, the temperature wasn't there. I was very disappointed. And the cream cheese wonton, I had a couple of them. They were, not hot either, so. Oh, well. Things go downhill, I don't know. They can't afford the gas to put under the pans or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take Big Panda or New China.
I usually decide if I'm going to go to New China, I'll wait till Sunday so I can get me cooking the stuff in the back. You know, although all their other stuff is hot and good, but I'd rather eat the grilled stuff, A little better for you than some of the other stuff they got there. Although I do like their ginger Thai solos and orange chicken and stuff, but I try to stay away from that, even though it's excellent.
Yeah, I tell you, one restaurant I miss is China Garden. Oh, I really like that place. They had Jimmy, he was a good cook, anyways. But it was. Granted, it wasn't a buffet, but, the food there was just awesome.
Well, the other places I haven't tried, like, J.W. Chan's, they're not out of business. I haven't tried them. I did try that place on Edison Road by, where was it? Just on the other side of Eddie. I didn't know. Hope House, Hop something. I don't know. It's on Edison. You know where it is?
I think so, roughly.
It's sort of like you turn on the Edison Road from Eddie 23, you turn right, and then it's on the right-hand side before you get to Hickory and stuff. I ate there before, and that was pretty good. But, yeah, I don't know. I like Big Panda, too. I just wish they had a grill, you know, at least once a week, but that'd be good.
CMN Network, 220.
Well, yeah, I do too. I don't go there very often. But I went to Red Lobster yesterday for the all-you-can-eat shrimp. That was pretty good. And I hardly put a dent in it, but it was okay. I only made about 20. And it was decent. That's, you know, broccoli. I stay away from the baked potato and all that other crap, but it wasn't too bad. But the one thing I miss at New Chine, they used to have egg foo young there, and then they got rid of it. I like their egg foo young, and they don't have it at Big Panda either. The only place I can, you know, Golden Dragon, but that's crap food over there in Sampa. I won't eat there again. Everything there was cold when I got it. But that one over there by you, next to Kroger's on Island, they do have a lunch special that has egg foo young. But they used to have it in New China. I'm kind of sad they took that away.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about Oriental Express. I haven't been there in a long time either, or gotten stuff from there. Well, you know, the thing with Oriental food, it's just, you know, they pack it full of sugar, too, and carbs, so it's the main reason why I don't want to eat there that much anymore, but, I usually go to a buffet. It's over down in La Paz for the salad buffet.
Well, that's why I kind of like the hibachi, the grill part, where you put the stuff you want on your plate, you can really control your carbs. You can put a lot more vegetables on there, a little protein, you know, chicken or shrimp or something, and you don't even have to put sauce on there if you don't want, but I usually put the garlic sauce, you know, the minced garlic. I put that on there because garlic is pretty good for you. So you can do good at a buffet. It's just your choices. You just got to do your choices, you know. I like the egg drop soup, which isn't too bad. You don't really need to put no sugar in there.
Right, yeah, I'm pretty sure they do, though. Even in probably the garlic, the minced garlic sauce, too, is probably sugar. But they have some in there, but, you know, oh well. But, no, I just sort of have, salad bar over at La Paz is pretty good. So I usually have that, and, you know, I've got some other stuff in there, too, so pretty good. And then, what, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they got the hot bar, too. So you can get both of them for a decent price. And there you go. But, yeah, it's pretty good, though. And I'm YOU.
WB9WXO. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. I think I went there a couple times. It seems like it takes a long time to get there. I used to go down Old 31, get off on Kern, go down Old 31, and straight shot to past Lakeville into La Paz, and then, you know, I'm there at 6. But I guess they just take the bypass all the way down to 6 and come on through.
Yeah, there's times I'll take regular 31, I call it, and go that way, or I'll just take 31, the new part of 31 and go down that way and hit 6 from there. It just depends on how I feel that day or how hungry I am.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you got a good salad bar. I'll tell you, there's some places just got excellent salad. Excellent, everything's fresh and crisp and everything, and then you got, you know, I used to like Steak and Ale up in 31 North. They had one of the best salad bars I ever had. Everything was fresh, crisp, and yeah, that was one of my favorites. Too bad Steak and Ale's gone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also, too, like with the salad bar over there, you also get, the soup also is included. So I like a lot of their soups, too, because it seems like they're, I know at least a couple of them are homemade. So, their soups are pretty good, too.
Yeah, I've been there for a little bit now that I can remember. I've been there twice, and I've still been there. You ever try that pizza place over there in Lakeville? There's like a big pizza place there.
No, I haven't.
They're on Facebook, and I've seen pictures of the pizza. It looks just like Bruno's type pizza, but I've never been there. I went there at another place for barbecue. And a lot of times I get there and they were out, or I'd call because I'm leaving from South Bend, and hey, you got brisket there or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we got some of that. We still got it. So I go down there and they get down there and they're, oh, yeah, we're all sold out. We just sold the last couple. I'm like, I go 30 minutes just for nothing then, huh? And then I can't remember what the name of it was. It was by the liquor store there, right in Lakeville, but they closed. They closed down. So, well, good riddance.
Yeah, that was some good barbecue too. It was called Outlaw Barbecue. That was good. But another pizza place, a good pizza place, is in Walkerton. It's called Bourbon Street Pizza. They got some good pizza there, and their taco pizza is pretty good too. But No, their stuff's pretty good, too.
Isn't there a Bourbon Street Pizza and Subs over there on Sample and Mayflower next to Eden's?
I don't think that's Bourbon Street. I know that's a pizza place, but I don't believe it's Bourbon, but it could be. I don't remember.
I think it begins with a P. It used to be Starlight, and some kids ruined that place. They would never answer the phone, and I don't know. I kind of like Starlight being so close, and then, you know, it wasn't as good as Island Road, but, you know, wintertime snowing, order a pizza, it takes me 5 minutes to get there, you know, that was nice.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true.
What you gonna do today, anything?
Yeah, I got some running to do in that, so I'm probably doing that, and I'll probably be out in the backyard today, too, probably sometime today.
It's coming around here. It's supposed to rain. That weather, man, I'll tell you, you know, or the weather apps and all that, yeah, rain coming in 4 hours and it never shows up. And otherwise, you'll be sitting here and you're hearing, is it raining outside? Can you say nothing about rain today?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I looked. Last night they said it was going to rain, but looked this morning and no rain at all. So that's good.
That's true. But, you know, you try to make plans to put the hamper on it. Well, it's supposed to rain today. We can't have a cookout today. And, you know, nothing happens. Just cloudy, but nothing happened.
Right.
But turn the radio on tomorrow, because for some reason I thought it was Sunday. I don't know why. I was just thinking it was Sunday, and I turned it on and didn't hear nobody. I'm like, oh, where's everybody at? Okay. I know how that goes. When you get old and retired.
Yeah, every day's a Saturday.
And it's nice to have every day a Saturday now and then, you know. Well, I just kind of keep busy. I get on the radio usually in the morning and have some coffee and listen to the guys talk, or, you know, Japan was coming in on 20 meters at 10 in the morning. I was kind of surprised about that. It was like, he said it was like 10, 11 o'clock at night there in Japan, but it's like, usually they don't come in that late. Usually if you get Japan, it's real early in the morning where it's there, you know, 6 or 7.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, but guess it just depends.
Yeah, and then 40 meters has been up and down lately, the band. I mean, sometimes they don't get strong until about 8:30, and other times it's just dead all day. It's just, where the sunspots are, it's just crazy.
Great. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Brian, I'll let you go. Maybe I'll catch you here tomorrow morning. If not, I might just sandbag like I normally do and hear you and Jim talking. But, yeah, I was 24 hours too early.
That's all right. Hey, at least you remembered, though.
Yeah, like I said, usually the last couple of Sundays would be like 9 o'clock already. Like, oh, man, Jim's already at church. Never mind now. And there's going to nobody be on there, so I didn't get to hear any of the conversation. So hopefully I'll remember tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully you will.
All right, Brian, it's 7:03. I'll talk to you later. N9YOU from WB9WXO.
All right, Ron, have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. WB9WXO9YOU.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. TOTDIS. TOTDIS.